About 6 miles up the river from the Chinese town of Yankut is an ugly little tumble-down village called Shindig. It's a suspicious place known to be frequented by spies and undesirables from all along the China coast. In response to a message from Dr. Fu Ling, written with a marvelous four-color pencil, Pat Ryan, Terry, and Big Soup have come to this danger spot. They hope to rescue the doctor. However, Pat got into a fight at the Shindig Tavern and has been unable to rejoin Terry and Super. Even so, he was able to help the Chinese girl Hu Shi to escape. Yes, and on top of all that, Pat has suddenly become a member of the Dragon Lady's gang, although she, of course, doesn't know it. I'll tell you more about this strange situation in today's transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Say, before you know it, everybody's going to be writing special rainbow-colored messages with Big Stoop's code writer and pulling that clever trick you can do with its fancy cord. So you'd better get yours right away, because believe me, you're going to have fun and excitement galore when you get that sensational super special pencil just like old Big Stoop's. If you've been listening to Terry and the Pirates, you know all about Big Stoop's unique code writing pencil. Fu Ling, the famous Chinese magician, gave it to Big Stoop, and he gave one to April, too. And it's been playing a mighty important part in this show. This pencil, different from any other, writes in four colors, rainbow writing, that can get across secret messages according to the way the colors go. The different colors can express different feelings, too. Now, when Big Stoop is angry, he writes in Dragon Lady Red. If he's happy, he uses Chinese Yellow. But if he's blue, why, he writes in Burma Blue. Then there's April Green writing when he's feeling calm and tranquil. Well, naturally, anybody who's been hearing about this marvelous pencil in the show is sure keen to have one for himself. And anybody can have one, easy. All you need is two Libby's tomato juice labels and just one dime. Take the two labels from cans of Libby's delicious tomato juice, print your full name and address on the back of one, and mail them with 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago, Illinois. You got that address? Just Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago. You know how to spell Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. Guys, you'll sure have a big time when you get that swell code writer. Better send for it at once. And now, Terry and the Pirates. At the moment, we don't know where Terry and Big Stoop are, although you can be sure one or both of them are hanging around Shindig, waiting to hear from Pat Ryan. Meanwhile, Pat has met Smiley, the agreeably dangerous boss of Shindig, and has been hired for a very strange job. The job is to wait at the Shindig Tavern with a roughneck named Jigger and try to make a prisoner of Pat Ryan. The idea is amusing, but perilous, for how can Pat Ryan catch himself? It is night now as Pat sits at a table in the tavern with Jigger. They are waiting, so Jigger thinks, for Mr. Ryan to arrive.
What time do you expect this fellow Ryan to show up?
I don't know. It's getting kind of late.
But how do you know he'll come here to this joint?
Look, I told you once. We caught Dr. Fu Ling trying to send a message to him in Yangkuk. It was written on paper with some kind of funny colored pencil. Never seen anything like it before. Pretty swell stuff.
How do you mean, swell?
Well, this old Chinese guy used a pencil that writes in four colors. Rainbow stuff. We tried to find the pencil afterwards, but I guess he hid it somewhere or something.
Oh, never mind that. What about the message?
It's like I told you. We caught the old doctor trying to send it, so Smiley says, okay, I'll have one of my own men, a native kid, deliver it to Ryan at the Yangkok Hotel. And then we'll see what happens.
But why should Smiley want to do that?
I don't know. I figured the Dragon Lady would like to get hold of Ryan, too. If he falls for the message, he'll show up.
Yeah, but suppose this Ryan thinks it's a trick, then what?
I don't know.
What does Ryan look like?
I don't know. We'll find out when he gets here.
Did Smiley ever see him?
Never said. I guess not. What's so funny?
I'd like to see a fight between me and Ryan. One of the funniest fights of the season.
Don't laugh too soon. Don't be too sure you can trim this guy, Ryan.
I'm not afraid of him.
You think a lot of yourself, don't you?
I don't think this fellow scares me very much.
As you.
Hey, what's wrong, Jigger? Not any people in this tavern tonight.
They all go to Yangkuk or someplace where something's doing. Lots of places more amusing than Shindig.
Say, Jigger,
will you stop asking questions?
You know, you never told me. Did Smiley's men ever find that girl? Who she?
I don't know. But if she did get away, somebody's going to kick up a fuss.
Hey, the door blew open. I'll shut it. Maybe it'll be a storm tonight.
Yeah.
And this fella, Ryan, won't show up.
Well, don't worry about it, pal. I am getting thirsty. Hey, John, how about a cup of... Hey, God damn it. Wait here, I'll go out and tell him.
Ickney on the at bay.
Yes, sir. Say, how about a cup of coffee around here?
Cup of coffee? Why, sure, mister. Sure. I was just out back there arranging for some. Nice weather, huh?
Nice weather for catfish. Starting to rain.
Well, the cook will have some nice fresh java for you in a few minutes. Now sit down right here.
Okay.
We'll have something hot to drink in a few minutes, buddy. How about a game of cards while we're waiting?
Say, Jigger.
Yeah?
The young chap, the one you were just talking to.
Just came in? Yeah? What about
him? I think I know him. Wonder what he's doing here.
Why don't you go and talk to him?
Do you think that could be Mr. Ryan?
I thought you said you knew
him. I've seen him in the end tuck. But you wait here. I'll stroll over and have a little chin-chin with him, find out what he's doing here.
Okay. Go ahead. Don't talk too much.
Okay.
Hello, fella.
Remember me?
Should I?
I met you in Yangkuk, didn't I?
Yeah, maybe you did.
That's your idea of coming here, Terry. This is a bad spot. Watch yourself.
I hung around outside the town all day. I had to find out if you were okay.
Everything's just ducky. Listen, I'll have you meet this guy I'm with. He's a mug, but keep on your toes.
What are you doing here, young fella?
Just looking around. Why?
I still haven't any line on Fu Ling. Have you?
No, but I met the gal. Who's she? Sent her back to Yangkuk with Big Stoop. She said you were around here.
Well, you come on over to the table. I want you to meet a friend of mine.
Sure, why not?
Jigger? Mind if I bring this lad to the table?
Sit down. Stranger in these parts?
What do you think?
What line of business, Jim?
I haven't decided. What's yours?
Who's asking the questions around here, mister?
We both are.
You got business in Shindig?
One never knows.
Didn't your friend here tell you it's a dangerous thing to hang around where you wasn't known?
Yeah, he did say something, but I didn't pay much attention.
Well, he better tell you again. I'm going to take a little walk.
Went outside to see how the weather is.
What's the hurry? Think it's too late for that other fellow to come along?
It's getting kind of late. You stay here, anyway, and keep your eyes open. I'll be back.
You wait here.
Golly, Pat, with that fella talking to me, I was a nervous wreck. Hey, what's going on here?
That's a long story. In the first place, I've been hired to hang around here and wait for a man. Can you guess who it is?
I can guess we ought to get out of here, but go ahead. Who are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for Pat Ryan.
You mean you're hired to wait here for yourself?
I know it sounds crazy, but a lot of crazy things are happening these days, Terry.
What does it all mean? Who's she told me how you helped her get away?
Yeah. And then Smiley, the boss of this place, he works for the Dragon Lady. Well, he hired me because he thinks I'm a good fighter. Imagine.
Yeah?
Well, I know that Dr. Fu Ling is a prisoner somewhere in this village. Our job is to find him. If I can do that by pretending I'm willing to work for these crooks, that's okey-doke with me.
What do you want me to do, Pat?
Well, there's nothing you can do right now. I've had a chance to look around. That's that fellow Jigger. He's been my shadow all day long.
I don't like to leave you here alone, Pat.
I'll be all right. Now, the thing for you to do is get back to Yangkuk and round up Big Stoop and Slugger Dunn.
We'll need him, I'm afraid.
Okay. I'll get going. Let me get...
I've been looking for you.
Oh. Hello, Smiley. Where you been all day? Haven't seen you.
I've been kind of busy. Who's your friend?
Oh, just a fellow dropped in. What's up?
I've been to Yang Cook on business.
Surprising all the things you can learn in a few hours' time.
That's so?
Yeah. Funny thing is, an entertainment at the hotel a couple of nights ago. Some fellow been taking some flashlight pictures in the hotel. Happened to see a couple of them. Figured maybe I could find out who a fellow by the name of Ryan looked like.
That makes sense.
Been looking through the cabin window at you and your new friend for the last 10 minutes.
Put the hands up, Ryan. Let's not have any fuss. You too, young fellow. There's no mistake this time. Pat Ryan and Terry Lee.
All right, Smiley. You win.
I'm sure I do. I must have been crazy last night to hire you when you were Ryan all the time. But it won't happen again. Hey, Digger, come on in here. Come on, make it snappy. I want you to search these two gentlemen.
Yeah, sure. Well, here's a nice little bit of hardware.
Keep it for yourself. You won't need it anymore.
Hey, boss, are you sure this is Ryan?
Sure, I'm sure. And this kid here is Terry Lee. Lucky I put two and two together in time. That little trip to Yang Cook wasn't wasted.
And now what, boss? Don't forget these guys have friends.
I know, but their friends won't find them. I think the cellar of this place will hold them for a few hours.
Oh, that's risky.
You won't keep them down there too long. Just till I move Dr. Fu Ling away, that's all.
Well, if you think...
Go ahead, raise the door on the kitchen floor. Light the light and get a move on. And they may come in here any moment.
Yeah, okay. I'll pull the door open. Yeah, it's nice and dark down there. It's a good place for them.
So Smiley has been able to turn the tables very neatly on Terry and Pat. Instead of Terry being of help, he too is now a prisoner. Many exciting events are on the fire, and I'll tell you about some of them in just a moment. Gosh, but I envy you boys and girls when you get your wonderful code-writing rainbow pencil just like the one that Big Stoop has. The fun you'll have writing secret messages with it in 4 different colors and drawing colored pictures and maps and fooling your friends with that clever cord trick. There never was a pencil so sensational as this one. You know, it can't be bought in any store. And how do you get it? Just by sending in 2 Libby's tomato juice labels and 1 dime. Believe me, that's a very special offer Libby is making. And they're making it for a very limited time. So, if you want to get your order in now, tonight or tomorrow, do it to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And say, when your pencil comes, you're going to be thrilled by its looks, as well as by all of its super special features. It's all decorated in Chinese style, and it has the name on it, Big Stoop's Code Writer, and the picture of old Big Stoop himself. Yes, and it also has that special, tricky yellow cord. So order right away, kids. Send 2 Libby's tomato juice labels and a dime with your name and address to Terry in care of Libby in Chicago. And remember, everybody, all patriotic Americans are buying United States savings bonds and stamps. You know, you can buy a stamp for as little as a dime or a quarter. Now, in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, we'll find out more about the tough spot Terry and Pat find themselves in. They hope to rescue Dr. Fu Ling, but they'd better save themselves first. But let's not forget, we still have Big Stoop, Slugger John, and Little April Kane, who will play their share in these Terry tales. It's big stuff coming tomorrow, so let's make a date.